Well, hey everyone, I hope you're doing well and welcome to The Drive. I am driving, running an errand right now for work. Gotta go to the UPS store. But we've been talking about the results, some results of a relationship with the Lord. Not about religion, it's about a relationship. We talked about some of the results were joy, kindness, cohesion. And really today, I want to talk about one of the main results of having a relationship with the Lord is love. Is love. Because we know that God just doesn't give love. God is love. He is the definition of love. You know what I'm saying? He is love. And this is a beautiful truth that we can truly hold on to and take in. God is love. And as we grow in our relationship with Him, we realize what true love is. And we're given love from above, from Him. So one of the results of having a relationship with the Lord is just seriously realizing, understanding, grasping the fact that God totally loves us. That He absolutely loves us. And He wants us to draw near to Him. He wants us to get close to Him and be cohesive with Him because He loves us. I mean, we were created out of God's love. He wasn't just bored one day and say, you know, I'm going to just create a bunch of humans. No. He created us out of love. We're His workmanship, the Bible says. We're His poem. We're His song. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. The more we study God's attributes and His character and His actions and His reactions, the more we see that God absolutely is love. And we get to tap into His love. And our hearts are touched by His love. Our lives are changed by His love. See, this is one of the biggest differences between religion and relationship. Because religion lacks love. It's more about law. It's more about do this and do that or else. Relationship is about you can't do that on your own. I love you so much, I'm going to help you. Such a difference. Such a difference. And so, guys, one of the results from a relationship with the Lord is love. Like, we get to understand what true love is. And all these movies and all these books and all these things we see all over, like, they misrepresent what love really is about. It's not about, you know, feelings. Not about emotion. Right, feelings and emotions are involved, but those aren't the driving force or factor behind what true love is. True love has to do with commitment, with dedication, with giving of oneself. And so as we grow in our relationship with the Lord, the result is going to be we're going to understand what love is. We're going to realize that we love Him because He first loved us. Like it says in the New Testament. And we're going to realize that God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. John 3:16, right? You've heard that verse over and over again, but the love that God is and the love that He gives is so powerful and so supernatural. It's a love that changes hearts. It's a love that saves souls. And so is God's love powerful? Absolutely it is. Absolutely, it's powerful. And it's tangible as we walk in His love. It's so good. And so there's a twofold kind of aspect to God's love. Like, God is love, right? But He also gives love. He demonstrates for us what love looks like in a tangible way as we look at Jesus, right? The people He spoke to, the actions He took, the reactions He had, the questions He asks, even the answers that He gave to the questions that were asked of Him. We just see love. We just see love exuding from Jesus, right? And so God is love. He gives love. He shows us the way to love. And he also, not only are we given this love as we're in a relationship with God and grow towards him, but now that we know this love and have this love, we get to actually relay his love. Do you know what I mean? And that is pretty amazing, because our relationship with the Lord isn't just about us and him. Like, it is at first, it starts out that way personally, but then we don't keep it to ourselves. We don't hold it in. We aren't selfish with the love of God. We take it in and then we give it out, you see. See, we get to reflect the love of God to a lost humanity. How awesome is that? That's radical. And I personally love that we get to do this. Reflect the love of God to people. And the only way to reflect it is to truly know it, understand it, and grasp it. And the way to do that is to spend time with God. Spend time with God. Spend time in his word. Learn the way that he did things, what he did, who he talked to. Learn how he reached out to the outcast, to the forgotten, to the lonely. Don't you love it? I mean, he reached out to these people who no one else cared about, who everyone else had written off. And that to me is amazing. It's amazing to me. God is love. And as we draw near to him, we get to take his love, take it in, right? Experience it, and then give it out. Like, it doesn't stop with us, if you will. It should flow through us. And that's just a good lesson to learn as believers, as Christians, as followers of Christ. We don't just take in his love, but we take it in and we give it out. Right? Because we don't want to be known for what we take. We want to be known as believers for what we give. And how we give and who we give to. And one of the best gifts that we can give to anyone that will change their lives, the best gift is love. And not just any love, not human love, not random love, not love from the movies, you know, not love from books, but love from the Lord. The best gift, truly the best gift that we can give. But the only way to give it is if we first received it. Have you received it? Are you receiving God's love on a regular basis? If you're spending time with him, then you are. Because you realize and re-realize his amazing attributes. His heart towards you, towards me. So take in his love and then give it out. As you foster your relationship with your living God, you'll realize his love, and the results will be you'll realize his love, and then you'll be able to share his love. You'll be able to get his love, and you'll be able to give out his love, both. And both are so important, just as important. Guys, so we've been looking at the results of a relationship with the Lord. I hope you were encouraged by these talks, you know. There's so many more results of our relationship with the Lord, but I just touched on a few topics, you know. And again, I hope you encourage us. I would say get into God's Word and find more. Find the results of having a relationship, a close, tight-knit relationship with the Lord. And again, you'll be blown away. You'll be blessed. It'll be amazing. And you'll just realize and re-realize how good God is. How he doesn't have a heart of wrath, a perpetual heart of wrath. He has a heart of love to reach out. So take in his love. Hold on to his love. But then don't be selfish with it. Give it out. Give out his love. One of the That's one of the main results of having a relationship with God and drawing close to Him, is that we understand and get to know true love, and we get to give it out. How amazing. God's design is amazing. God's ways are amazing. So praise Him. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend, and talk to you next week.